This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Thursday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we leave with news of more heavy falls in share markets of countries suffering from renewed virus hits. But first, the US merchandise trade balance for September was $85 billion negative, matching August and just marginally less than the record set in July. Exports were down 10% year on year, while imports were unchanged, so it is a major deterioration from a year ago. An aircraft maker, Boeing, says it will shed another 7,000 jobs over the next year on top of the already heavy 23,000 retrenchments already made. It is now reporting losses and large negative cash flows. In China, the online frenzy that is Singles Day, or Double 11, has started already with hugely popular and aggressive pre-sales. It is a retailing event that will show up in their fourth quarter GDP results. It is a sales frenzy that will be joined by hundreds of millions of people, clog their distribution and logistics networks, and involve vast spending surges. Black Friday is but a shadow of Double 11. It is covered here because it is an economic event of global significance. And China is also getting ready to roll out a digital yuan in digital wallets. But even at this test stage, counterfeits are having to be dealt with. In South Korea, consumer confidence jumped the most since the GFC, in a very positive sign for their economy as it makes its pandemic recovery. South Korea has also now joined Japan in committing to be carbon neutral in 30 years. They're ahead of China, which says it'll achieve that in 40 years. New Zealand also has the 2050 target. Australia has ignored the target federally, but every state in Australia has adopted it. In Australia, their CPI inflation was up 0.7% in the year to September. This quarter it rose 1.6%, not quite cancelling out the second quarter's 1.9% drop. The ending of free childcare over the pandemic onset also raised their CPI rate. And Wall Street is back with major losses today, with the S&P 500 down 2.9% in early afternoon trade. Overnight, even larger falls came out of European markets, with Frankfurt down a heavy 4.2%. Others less so, but still steep declines. Yesterday, Shanghai ended up 0.5%, while Hong Kong and Tokyo shed 0.3%. Both the ASX 200 and the NZX 50 Capital Index added a modest 0.1% in their respective closes. The latest global compilation of COVID-19 data is out. The global tally is now 44.2 million and up 506,000 since this time yesterday. A sharp rise in deaths is now expected, now this third wave has taken hold. The largest number of reported cases globally are still in the US, which rose 78,000 since yesterday to more than 9 million. In Australia, they're not getting any resurgence. There have now been 27,554 COVID-19 cases reported, and that is 27 more cases than were reported yesterday, with most in New South Wales. The US Treasury 10-year yield is down 2 basis points today to just on 0.76%. The price of gold is down sharply today again, now down $29 to $1,880 an ounce. And oil prices have also fallen sharply, down $2.50 a barrel to now just on $37 a barrel in the US, while the international price is down a bit less to $39 a barrel. These falls are on the back of very large rises in crude oil inventories in the US as local production rises more than expected. And it is China that is buying that very cheap American crude. And the Kiwi dollar is softer by more than half a cent at 66.5 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, we remain firm at 94.3 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're also holding at 56.6 euro cents. But that means our trade weighted index is down to 69.9. And the Bitcoin price starts today down 3.4% at 13,140, but holding on to about half of yesterday's rise. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.